Mama, Marvin cried. He can't do this by himself.
Mama shook her head firmly.
Marvin, we already discussed this. But James is my friend.
Darling, he's a human. He can't be your friend. You come from different worlds. Why, you can't even communicate with each other.
But we can, Mama. We do. Not by talking, but in other ways. And besides, that's not the only thing that matters.
Marvin groaned in frustration. Why didn't Mama understand? The most important things in a friendship didn't have to be said out loud. James put on his jacket and gazed forlornly around the room.
I know you'd be here if you could, he whispered into the air. I hope nothing happened to you.
Mama!
Marvin was beside himself.
Look at him!
The boy picked up his ink set, turning the navy blue pen case over in his hand. Marvin could see the three gold letters on the top.
I can't draw, not the way you can. I can't do it by myself.
Marvin pictured James alone in Christina's office, faced with the blank paper and the tiny perfect Dürer drawing. He looked hard at James, at his pale, worried face, the sad slump of his shoulders. He thought back to the disastrous birthday party on Saturday, the loud, indifferent boys, the scolding Mrs. Pompaday, who always seemed vaguely irritated by her son. People like James weren't treated right by the world, Marvin decided. The quiet ones never were. They were doomed to be jostled, bullied, and overlooked because they didn't know how to take up space for themselves, to insist on their own share. And now James was about to lose the one thing that had finally given him the attention he deserved.
No, thought Marvin.
He stared at the boy, sending every ounce of his affection and loyalty pulsing through the air between them.
You're not alone, he thought. You have me.
As soon as he thought it, Marvin knew it was true. He turned to Mama, suddenly determined.
Mama, he needs me. I can't let him down. You and Papa always tell me to be a good friend.
Of course we do, darling, but
a good friend is someone you can count on, no matter what.
He watched as James took a breath, squared his shoulders, and started toward the door.
I'm going with him, Mama. I have to. He can't do it without me. Marvin!
Mama protested, but Marvin was already scuttling out from under the heavy fringe of the rug. He rushed up the door to the brass knob, where he positioned himself in plain view.
Oh, darling!
His mother cried. James stopped in his tracks.
Hey! You're here!
He yelled. The door swung open.
For heaven's sake, who are you talking to, James?
Mrs. Pompaday demanded. James gingerly reached for the knob, his hand almost touching Marvin. Marvin climbed onto his finger and quickly crawled under the cuff of his jacket.
Nobody, James mumbled.
Well, don't do that, dear. It's odd.
Resting his hand on the door frame, Carl winked at James.
Let's go, buddy. Got your ink set?
Yeah, Dad, I'm ready.
Be careful.
Marvin heard his mother call from far below. He poked his head out from under the knit cuff and waved at her to show he'd heard. He could see James's wide grin as he and his father strode through the apartment to the elevator, then out of the building into the gray winter afternoon.